Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're talking about something called cosplay or cosplay. This is some kind of activity that lots of people participate in. Cosplay is a combination of the words costume and play. So I guess it's all about people wearing the clothes of their favorite manga players or video game heroes, comic book heroes, whatever. And they dress up like these people, and they go to conventions, and they get together and have fun.
Yeah, they're interesting sort of folks. You know, I don't get into comic books, but those people who are big fans of comic book characters really do like to dress up like their favorite comic book heroes.
So you're not into comic books at all?
Not really.
No. Or video games?
No.
There's no character you'd like to dress up as? How about Wendy the Good Witch?
No,
Casper the Ghost.
Sorry, guys. I know a lot of people love this stuff. It's just really not my cup of tea, which means it's not something that is interesting to me. But, wow, is it popular everywhere.
Well, actually, I wanted to dress up as Mario, you know, from the video games, you know, Nintendo games. But they say I'm too tall for that. Mario is not really that tall. He's kind of short. So I guess I'm stuck with his brother, Luigi, who is pretty tall. But I have no idea where to get some green overalls and a green hat and stuff like that. But it sounds like a pretty cool, fun thing to do and walk around the streets and have people take your picture and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so we'll talk about cosplay fun in today's program, Cosplay Fun, Fans, and Fantasy. That's our article for today. Before we talk about it, we'd like to read it to you right now.
If you go to the Taipei Book Exhibition at Taipei World Trade Center, you'll see lots of young people wearing strange clothes. They are not eccentrics. In fact, they're enjoying cosplay, a word that combines costume and play. There's more to cosplay than just putting on a cool costume, though. It has become a global art form and a cultural phenomenon. The term was coined in 1984 when a Japanese animator saw the amazing costumes on display at a science fiction convention in America. He then introduced the term to Japan. Although the hobby is usually associated with characters from Japanese anime and manga, there are cosplayers all over the world. Western cosplayers also have a long tradition of dressing up as characters from novels, TV shows, movies, and particularly comic books. People take part in cosplay for several reasons. Firstly, they want to show how much they like the characters they're dressing up as. Secondly, they get to exercise their creativity, as cosplayers usually create their own costumes rather than purchase them from shops. Perhaps most important of all, they can get a sense of belonging to a group of people who share similar interests. A number of cosplayers have become celebrities in their own right, working as models and brand ambassadors. Real celebrities also enjoy cosplay, like Taiwan's former president Lee Teng-hui, who once dressed up as his favorite manga character, sporting a Japanese male kimono and a bamboo sword. If you are a fan of a fictional character and enjoy dressing up, maybe cosplay is right up your alley.
Okay, let's talk about today's featured subject in our fun unit here, cosplay, fun, fans, and fantasy. We've got three F's here. Mm-hmm. Fantasy is something you imagine. And usually when I think about the fantasy genre, I think about magic lands with wizards and elves and stuff like that. But fantasy can be all sorts of stuff to different people. Again, it's just imagining things that are basically impossible, like the unicorn is a fantasy kind of a horse, right?
Yeah, with a little, what do you call those coming out of
horn
his head?
Sort
a
of
horn?
Thing.
A yeah, spike, I guess it's a whatever. Horn spike, yeah.
Yep, something like that. And so let's look at the first paragraph here.
Uh-huh.
If you go to the Taipei Book Exhibition at Taipei World Trade Center, you'll see lots of young people wearing strange clothes. Okay, an exhibition, of course, refers to a time when somebody organizes some sort of event so that things can be shown. It's a public display of various things, works of art, or maybe things being produced by a certain industry in a certain place, a computer exhibition, for example. In this case, it's a book exhibition. So we've got different publishers coming down to show off their things here at an exhibition. And this just happens to be the book exhibition that is taking place at Taipei World Trade Center.
People that you see wearing these strange clothes, they're not eccentrics. If you're an eccentric, it's a name for a person who's a little strange.
Right, exactly. And I don't think it just means you're a loner or something like that. I think it just means you're very weird, very strange, very unusual. These people aren't eccentrics. They aren't doing this just for attention or whatever. In fact, they're enjoying what is called cosplay, which is a word that combines costume and play. Okay, now where did that word come from? We'll find out in just a second. But there's more to cosplay than just putting on a cool costume, though it has become a global art form and a cultural phenomenon. So here, phenomenon is just simply something that happens, that we notice. It's a fact or situation that people can see and they know it happens. Like a tornado is a weather phenomenon, for example.
Mm-hmm. Now, phenomenon is the singular form of this word. The plural is phenomena, which you'll often see too. I could give you two examples of different types of phenomenon. Here's the plural form. Natural phenomena. Phenomena like lightning and earthquakes, those are things that happen naturally that we study and observe. They're kind of hard to predict. Or I could talk about something that's most people have experienced, the phenomenon of love.
Ooh.
So there I'm using the singular form of phenomenon. But we use it in different ways. We could talk about things we understand and use this word, or things we don't understand like love.
And the nice thing about this is that it is a global art form. It's not just happening in Japan or the United States. It's happening all over the world. People in Korea do it, Taiwan. I bet lots of countries in Africa are doing it as well, South America, North America, Europe, you name it, they're doing it. So it's a global art form and also a cultural phenomenon. So, yeah, just go to YouTube and key in the word cosplay, and you'll see all sorts of fun videos there, and you'll know what it's all about. Now, just as promised here, I'm going to explain what this word cosplay, or where it comes from, actually, where this term comes from. The term, or this word, was coined back in 1984 when a Japanese animator saw the costumes on display at a science fiction convention in America.
He saw the amazing costumes.
The amazing costumes, right, exactly there. First of all, let's deal with the word coin here. Coin as a noun just refers to metal money, basically. Your one NT dollar coin, your five NT dollar coin, your 10 NT dollar coin, your 50 NT dollar coin, those are coins. But here it's being used as a verb, and it really doesn't have much to do with coins.
Mm-mm.
If you coin a term, it means you basically invent this word. You're the first person to use this word, and usually the word is accepted later on, and it becomes widespread.
You can also coin a phrase and not just a word. For example, Nike coined the very popular phrase, just do it. Get out there and exercise. You might have a teacher or a friend who likes to come up with new phrases or new words. They're coining those words or phrases that other people start to use then. So he came up with this term, cosplay, because he saw some really cool costumes on display at a science fiction convention. If something's on display, things are put out so that other people can come around and look at them. Department stores have lots of things on display so that people are interested in buying them. Or if you go to a museum, you'll see lots of beautiful artwork on display, things that you can see. Science fiction is non-count. You can never say I like science fictions. That's wrong.
It's wrong.
Science fiction is the term we use to talk about stories, about how people will live in the future. You know, how we'll travel around in rockets and we can time travel. Those are ideas that exist because of science fiction writers. A convention is a really large meeting of people. They go to a certain place, usually for several days, to talk about maybe their work together or other interests, and they typically listen to lots of talks or they watch presentations. This convention's fun because a lot of fans can show up and meet their favorite writers, for example.
That is so cool. Yeah. So this Japanese fella was over in the United States back in 1984. He went to the science fiction convention, and he saw these costumes on display there. He thought, these are costumes, and they're fun. You can play with those. And he knew a little English there, maybe a lot. So he said, hey, cosplay. So that's where the term was coined, where it was invented. He then introduced the term to Japan. He went back there and said cosplay, and they, of course, have to write this in katakana, so it's a cosupreru, or however they say it in Japanese. And after that, it took off like wildfire.
Yeah, it was very, very popular. Now, the hobby's usually associated with characters from Japanese anime and manga, but there are cosplayers all over the world. We've told you it's a global art form, meaning people from all over the world are excited about this thing, this phenomenon, you could say. Now, when you associate something with something else, it means when you think of one thing, you think of the other thing automatically. For example, I associate flowers with spring, or I associate spring with flowers. I could change the order there. I always associate Taiwan with good snack food. I think you guys have great snack foods out there. So you just think of one thing, and for some reason the other just comes to mind. They're well connected. Characters can be people, fictional or real, who appear in a story or a book or a play, even a movie or a television show.
Right. So, of course, if you're familiar with manga or anime, then you know there's all sorts of characters. I can't really name any of them right now because they change so fast, especially anime. Anime is from the Japanese word animation, which is, of course, from the English word animation.
That sounded French.
Oh, it did. Okay. Well, in any case, it just refers to animated movies, which we often see coming from Japan in the form of movies or TV programs. And manga here is just simply manhwa in Japanese. I think the kanji are the same as the Chinese characters here, manga, which, again, is just comic books, basically. So they've got different characters from Japanese anime and manga. There are cosplayers all over the world as well. So, yes, they're mainly Japanese characters, but you can do this also with, you know, American comic book characters like Captain America. I'm sure that counts as cosplay.
This goes back quite a ways in the Western world because I remember when I was a kid, Star Wars movies had come out. And people would dress up as Star Wars characters a long time ago.
Yeah!
Princess Leia was popular. So people in the Western world have been doing this for a long time. That's why we say we have a long tradition of dressing up as characters from novels, TV shows, etc. If you dress up, it means you put on a costume. You can also dress up in formal clothes. Here we're dressing up as fun characters. So we're using the preposition as. So you dress up as somebody. So you look like them. Oftentimes we dress up as different scary things for Halloween, right?
We certainly do ghosts, goblins, witches, zombies, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think now it's about time we took a break here, don't you? So let's do it. Let's take a break, listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll come right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要讲的主题跟 cosplay, 也就是所谓的角色扮演有关系。首先来看到在文章第一段里面的第二个句子提到 They are not eccentrics. In fact, they are enjoying cosplay, a word that combines costume and play. 这里的 they 呢指的就是如果你去世贸中心看台北书展会看到一些奇装异服的年轻人 They are not eccentrics. 这里的 eccentric原来当作名词指的是行为古怪的人。同样的字如果把 S 去掉呢也可以用来当作是形容词解释成为古怪的。事实上他们一点也不是行为古怪的人而是呢他们在做角色扮演。而 cosplay 后面用逗号然后补充说明 A word that combines costume and play 这个字啊则是结合了 costume 道具服装跟 play 玩乐这两个字而成的第一段的最后一句提到 It has become a global art form and a cultural phenomenon 这里指的当然也就是 cosplay 角色扮演呢已经成为全球性的艺术形态 A global art form 而且也是一种文化的现象 Phenomenon 这个字呢可以用来指的是自然界的现象当然在这里指的就是社会的一些文化的一些现象举例来说 Violence in society is not a new phenomenon 指的就是社会上的暴力并不是一个新的现象而 phenomenon 这个字呢也常常用来解释成令人印象深刻的人事或者是物举例来说 Her new book is a publishing phenomenon 指的就是她的新书是出版业的一项奇迹接着来看到第二段的第一句提到 The term was coined in 1984 when a Japanese animator saw the amazing costumes on display at a science fiction convention in America其实会有 cosplay 这个字词呢是因为在1984年在美国的科幻大会 A Science Fiction Convention 当中一个日本的动画师看到了有些人在展示这些道具服装于是他就铸造了这个字 cosplay 我们来看一下在这一句当中的 convention 用来当作是名词解释成为会议或者是大会举例来说，台北被选为国际贸易会议的举办城市，你就可以写 Taipei was chosen as the site for an international trade convention。继续往下面看咯其实这样子的一个想法虽然是从日本动画师开始接着也呢盛行到了欧美在第二段的最后一句提到 Western cosplayers also have a long tradition of dressing up as characters from novels, TV shows, movies, and particularly comic books其实呢西方的这些角色扮演者他也会做这样子的一个行为而我们在这里看到的 dress up 其实就是有打扮修饰的意思而如果你再加上 as 也就是打扮成为怎么样子的一个身份举例来说小孩子都很喜欢打扮成为王子跟公主英文就可以说 Children like to dress up as princes and princesses.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more cosplay.
Okay, everybody, let's continue to talk about cosplay. Cosplay fun, fun fans, and fantasy. We just got done talking about where the term came from. It was coined by this Japanese fella who saw these costumes on display at a science fiction convention in the USA way back in 1984. Now, of course, people take part in cosplay for several reasons. To take part in something means simply to participate in something, to be somebody who's involved with it, and you're not just a spectator looking, you're actually a participant.
Yeah, you're getting in there and having fun. Well, firstly, they want to show how much they like the characters they're dressing up as. Here you'll notice we're using the terms firstly, secondly. This is more popular, I think, in British English. In America, we tend to say first, second, They're both correct. So if you want to have a list of reasons why something is true, this is a great way to tell the readers that you're going to list different reasons. So here's our first reason, or firstly. They want to show how much they like the characters. You know, you wouldn't spend the time coming up with your costume if you didn't really enjoy doing that. It takes a lot of effort, I think. A lot of these people don't buy their costumes. They actually design them themselves. So it's a lot of work. What's the second reason, Tom?
Well, the second reason here says, secondly, they get to exercise their creativity. And that's because cosplayers usually create their own costumes rather than purchase them from shops. So that's secondly here. They can exercise their creativity. Most people think that word means you work out.
Uh-huh.
You lift weights, you go jogging, you go swimming, you go bicycle riding. That's exercising. But here, to exercise just means you use something that you have, especially something that you don't get to use too often. Exercise your intelligence, for example. In this case, exercise your creativity, use your creativity, and creativity, of course, is the process of creating things, imagining things, and making them become real.
I like the fact that we're using the verb to exercise here, because if you exercise, things become stronger, right?
Yeah.
So if you are constantly using your creativity or your imagination, you're developing it, you're building it up. So they actually become more and more creative as they exercise their creativity. So it's cool that our author chose to use that particular verb, exercise. Now, it also says here, rather than create their own costumes or rather than buy their own costumes, they create them. So you could actually reverse that sentence too. Cosplayers, rather than buy their own costumes or purchase them from shops, they create them. So it can go in either order here. Purchase is just another verb for buy. It's a little bit more formal, but I use both of them interchangeably.
You could also say instead of purchasing their own costumes from shops, they make them themselves. They exercise their creativity.
Uh-huh.
So I guess you go to a cloth shop and you get cloth, and then you go back home and use the sewing machine and put these creations together to show off at the next cosplay convention. Mm. Now, perhaps the most important of all, they can get a sense of belonging to a group of people who share similar interests. That's a nice feeling, especially if you're doing something that most people don't do. We all like to get together with people who share our interests, who have the same kinds of interests we have. And if you do this, then you have a sense of belonging. This is the most important of all. Of all here means of all the things we've mentioned, this is the most important, to have a sense of belonging. And belonging means, hey, you feel like you're part of these people. You don't feel like a weirdo or a misfit or an outsider.
Mm-hmm. I love the way that this paragraph is written, because we tell you we're going to let you know the reasons why people take part. We give you the first reason, the second reason, and then the very most important comes last. So notice how our writer sums it up. Most important of all the reasons we've talked about, they feel like they belong to a cool group of people. So here a number of cosplayers have become celebrities in their own right. Some people actually become quite famous for their costumes at these events. And they now work as models and brand ambassadors.
Cool.
Now, you know what a model is? An ambassador usually is a person who represents their country in a foreign country. But if you're a brand ambassador, it means you represent a company's brand. For example, you might represent Superman, and the brand would be, which comic company does Superman?
DC Comics.
DC Comics. They might be paid by DC Comics to go to different events and present their costume as Superman, and they represent DC Comics there. Now, if you're a celebrity, you're famous, but if you say someone is something in their own right, it means they did it on their own. It's because of their own ability, their own efforts. It's not because of anyone else helping them out. It's because of something they did on their own.
Or they're not the celebrity as the actual cosplay character itself. They are the celebrity for being the person who has that costume. So they are their own celebrities, and they work as models. And as you said, they are brand ambassadors, people who represent certain brands. They get the job. They're the main person for the job. They get a regular salary. Sounds pretty cool, hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should make my own costume. I could be the Incredible Hulk. Now, real celebrities are also cosplay. Like Taiwan's former president Li Denghui, he once dressed up as his favorite manga character, and he was sporting a Japanese male kimono and a bamboo sword. I don't know what a character that was, but if you sport something, that means you wear it and you let other people see it, and it's really very sharp clothing.
Yeah, kimonos are traditional Japanese clothing. It's a piece of clothing that has really wide sleeves. It's traditionally worn on formal occasions in Japan. So if you're a fan of a fictional character, someone who has been invented that isn't real, is fictional, if you enjoy dressing up, hey, maybe cosplay is right up your alley. If something is right up your alley, it means it's suited to your taste. It's something that you would really like that suits you. It's very similar to saying maybe cosplay is your cup of tea, something that you really like.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and something even more fun than that is listening to our Chinese teacher. Let's tune in.
下一段谈到呢，为什么人们会那么喜欢从事角色扮演的活动？其中一个原因，我们来看到在这一段的第三个句子提到 ，Secondly, they get to exercise their creativity, as cosplayers usually create their own costumes rather than purchase them from shops.因为呢，其中一项理由就是这些角色扮演者可以运用他们自己的想象力。在这里我们使用的动词 exercise 就可以用来指的是运用一些技能或者是一些个人的特质。譬如说 to exercise unquestioned authority 指的就是去行使不容置疑的权威权力。而呢，可以运用自己的 creativity 想象力，而不是从商店里面买一些现有的道具服装。接着再来继续往下面看到第四段的第一句 ，A number of cosplayers have become celebrities in their own right, working as models and brand ambassadors. 事实上有些角色扮演者也靠自己闯出了名号，成为专职的模特儿或者是品牌的大使。在这里英文片语里面讲到 in one's own right 就是指的是本身就是怎么样的意思。最后一句咯。If you are a fan of a fictional character and enjoy dressing up, maybe cosplay is right up your alley. 如果你也很喜欢某个虚构的人物，也很爱 dressing up, 打扮修饰的话，也许角色扮演正好是非常适合你的。而在英文里面提到 right up one's alley 就是指合某人胃口或者是指为某人所擅长的事情。
Okay, everybody, we're out of time. We got to wrap up. Thanks for joining us today. And maybe we've given you some ideas, and you'll want to go up and dress as a character, you know, for some sort of cosplay event yourself.
I know I do.
Yeah.
So from all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.